His story about a loan.
Convinced me.
Has his ex on edge.
She came to me crying about not having $1,000 to get her father out of the morgue to be cremated.
You're a liar.
I give her $1,000 cash.
But where did the money really go?
I find her in a basement with her head passed out with a little bit of white powder substance and a straw. I have two children. I don't need this.
That's bull. That is bull.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 27-year-old Sherry Molesky is suing her ex-boyfriend, David Raich Jr., for a bounce check. David denies ever writing the check.
Order. All rise. Yes, case number 353 on the calendar, the matter of Molesky versus Raich.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
You two people used to be in a relationship, and each of you claimed that the other owes them $1,000.
Yes.
Yes, Your Honor.
Convince me.
My first point of evidence is a check that he wrote me that was a bad check that he said that he needed to loan $1,000 from a bar that we frequented. He borrowed me $300. I paid back in change. I cashed in all my change. I signed over the title to my cabin, to my old boss, for the $1,000. He spoke to my boss, my old boss, saying that he would pay back.
Don't tell me what he said to your boss. It's hearsay.
Well, all my evidence is the check that he wrote me for cash,
yeah,
for $1,000.
Good.
And I also have a letter.
I don't read letters. I mean, I read letters, but I don't read letters as evidence. Letters aren't evidence. Okay, here's a check for $1,000.
Both times that I tried to cash it, there was non-sufficient funds in the bank, and they
handed
me back.
That doesn't say that on the back of the check.
They handed me back the check.
Doesn't it usually say that there's insufficient funds?
Generally.
Yeah, good. What's next?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
I said, Your Honor.
Convince me.
Okay.
Put your hand down.
I was dating Sherry back in November. On January of 09, she came to me crying about her father being in the morgue and not having $1,000 to get her father out of the morgue to be cremated.
You're a liar.
I got on the phone.
One more time, your case is dismissed. Maybe dismissed anyway. I just did that a moment ago, so I'm telling you, I don't fool around. People want to talk to each other. That's a great thing. I think it's wonderful if you want to talk to each other. Go outside, have a cup of coffee, talk to each other. You come in here, we play by the following rules. One person talks at a time, you don't talk to each other. Do we understand each other now?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Go.
January, Sherry came to me crying hysterically to her father.
Her father was in the morgue. She had,
yes,
to get him out of the morgue.
He's been in there for a week, needed $1,000. I said, I'll write you a check. She said, they don't take third-party checks. I said, okay, I'll give you cash. I go into my bedroom, come out with $1,000. I give her $1,000 cash. She's crying. She's still shook up. She says, well, let me call my mom and tell her I have the money. I talked to her mom on the phone. She said, thank you very much. We'll pay you back as soon as possible. I said, don't worry about it. I have enough money in the bank right now. I own my own business, so money's not an issue right now. She said, okay, thank you. I said, Sherry, go on and take care of your dad, which I never see no papers about her father or anything. So, but...
You knew that her father died, right?
No, I didn't, not till she told me. That's what was so funny about this.
I thought she was your girlfriend.
Well, we were dating. We weren't really a long-term relationship. We were together for a few months.
Well, even a few months, you might say, you know, my father died last week.
Well, her dad wasn't around. I guess he was out of state or out of town or something like that. I've never met him. I met her mom. So I gave her $1,000 cash. She supposedly went and did her thing. Well, about a week after that, she came back to my house. She said everything's taken care of. I find her in a basement on my computer desk with her head passed out with a little bit of white powder substance and a straw and a card. Right away, I come down. I say, listen, get the freak out of my house. I have two children. I don't need this, okay? You got issues. There was a bottle of empty vodka bottle.
Oh,
I literally got her. She woke up. I literally grabbed her bags, threw them out my back door.
Oh,
a week after that, I got somebody calling me saying that I owe them for a check that was bounced. I said I didn't write a bounced check. I never even wrote her a check. I realized that my checkbook was gone out of my bedroom. So I stopped paying on that, which I have proof right here that I stopped my account. I have $300-something thousand in it.
I'd like to see it.
Can I speak?
When I'm ready.
Oh,
there's
God.
The original, and that's how much is in the account. That's why I closed the case. When I found out the check was, oh, book was gone, she could have wrote it for whatever she wanted and took out.
Is what you're saying, Mr. Raich, that You did not write her that check?
I did not write her a check.
May I see the check again, please? Thank you, Bird.
Mm-hmm. I closed my account on March 10th. Now, where she's coming off something about $300 and some change she had to turn in. I don't even know what she's talking about. She's got drug problems and issues.
I'm speaking.
Sorry.
The signature on the check is not the same as the signature on your answer in the court papers.
Yes, thank you, Your Honor. When I realized that the checkbook was gone, I immediately stopped payment on the 10th because you see how much money I have in the bank.
Really?
I didn't want them to be written.
Got it. What do you claim you loaned him money for? Put your hand down.
Don't look over there.
I'm asking you what you claim you loaned him the money for.
He had no money. He told me that all his checking accounts were frozen. He was in some court disputes. He supposedly was going to court for some other thing. His mother of his children locked down all his accounts. Her mother was suing him.
Okay, so all of those things. Now, where did you take the $1,000 from?
Me and him called my old boss together on the telephone and asked him to loan him the $1,000 and I would give him the title. And he did. He wrote me that check.
Just a second. So the two of you called your old boss.
Yes.
What's his name?
Steve Calabat.
And where was he your boss?
At Wireless Image. I ran his cell phone store and I also worked at his liquor store.
Good. And what's his phone number?
312.
Okay. Did you ever speak to him?
I don't even know who she's talking about, Your Honor.
Great.
I couldn't even tell you what nationality is. I don't know.
We'll call him and find out.
Could be her brother, it could be her friend.
I don't know. We'll find out. By the way, on what date did you take the $1,000 from Mr. Caliban?
I'm not exactly sure of the date, but it was January 2009.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He owes me that money. That is bull. I can't get married because of this idiot. Because of this idiot. I swear to God, Dave, you are so hit when we get home. Hit.
And later today.
Now, oops, I think I hit something.
That was a little bit before.
Don't speak. See how fast I can get the smile off your face?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sherry Molesky says ex-boyfriend David Rates Jr. bounced a check he wrote to her. David claims Sherry stole his checkbook and wrote the check herself.
Is this Steve Caliban? Steve Caliban, this is Judge Judy Scheindlin. How are you? Good, thank you. Mr. Caliban, do you know someone by the name of Sherry Molesky? Okay, how do you know her? When did she leave your employ, Mr. Caliban? Under what circumstances, sir? Have you spoken to her since? When? What about? Mm-hmm. And what did she expect you to tell them when you got the call? About what? What do you know about the case? She gave you the check for $1,000. Did you ever speak to Mr. Rates? When? About what? Okay, but he never called you about loaning him money. You were very cooperative, Mr. Caliban. Thanks very much. Bye-bye. You gotta stop doing whatever you're doing.
As far as
your life.
If I was such
Listen
a bad
to me.
Person.
As far as your life.
If I was such a bad person, he wouldn't have had his kids calling me mom.
Listen to me.
Miss.
You want me to finish with you?
Please.
Mr. Caliban never spoke to him about loaning him any money. Never. The only conversation he had was when you gave Mr. Caliban this check. That he didn't sign.
He did sign
that. That he didn't sign.
He did.
And, hey, and Mr. Caliban deposited the check in his bank, gave you the money, and then the check bounced.
No.
So, well, that's what Mr. Caliban just told me, my dear.
Caliban?
That's what the number, the person.
312.
Hey, the same person that you called yesterday and the day before to tell him to be expecting a call from me. That's the same person.
Yes.
Yeah, your case is dismissed. That's all. Listen to me.
That's bull.
Listen
that
to
is
me.
Bull.
Listen to
he,
me.
He owes me that money.
It's over.
He owes me that money. He owes me that money. That is bull. My man is in the army right now, and you're going to dismiss my case? I can't get married because of this idiot? Because of this idiot?
Goodbye. Out.
Ma'am, out the back door to your right.
Ooh. I swear to God, Dave, you are so hit when we get home. Hit.
Did I lose my case?
I want out of here. No.
Did she dismiss that? She's trying to get $1,000 out of a check from me that she cashed and stole from me, and now there's no money in the account, so she's coming back to me because she's already got the money from somebody else. I learned that Judge Judy rocks and that, you know, she knows who's lying, who's not. She rocks.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Yang versus Ortegon. Step forward, please.
20-year-old Chua Yang is suing her former friend, 20-year-old Davi Ortegon, for the cost to fix her car and slander.
Miss Yang, it is your claim that the defendant, who was a friend of yours, dented your car.
Yes.
When it was parked, and he dented it while he was pulling out. What's funny?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Good. I haven't said anything funny yet. Mr. Ortegon?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
On what day did this happen, sir?
July 17th. It was a Tuesday.
And where were you?
We were leaving class.
Who's we?
I was leaving class. Well, we had just, like...
You were leaving class?
I was leaving class, yes.
And?
We were dismissed, so I went to go. Well, obviously, I was gonna leave, so I left. I was on my phone. I go in my car. I leave. I'm pulling out. I thought I heard, like, a bump, so I got off.
You got off where?
My car, my Jeep.
Got out of the car?
Yeah.
Did you get off the phone first, or were you still on the phone? It's not an answer. Were you still on the phone, or did you hang up when you got out of the car?
I was still on the phone.
Okay. So you were backing up, talking on the phone. You got out of the car. You were still on the phone. Who were you talking to?
I can't remember. My friend?
Try to think.
I think we were going to go probably...
Not we.
I was going to go see...
I asked you who you were talking to on the phone.
I was talking to my friend.
Who?
I don't know. I think it was Angel. My friend Angel. I was talking to my friend Angel. We were going to go out that night. Yeah. And so...
And what's Angel's phone number?
Angel is my witness.
Perfect. Stand.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
At what point did he say to you, just a minute, oops, I think I hit something?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What do you do for a living? Do you go to school?
Yes.
Stay there.
Okay.
Great.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Chua Yang says former friend Davi Ortegon backed into her car in a parking lot. Davi insists he caused no damage.
You have a last name?
Yes. Palacios.
Okay, so he's talking to you on the phone, correct?
Yes.
Where were you?
I was at home.
And when did he call you?
He called me July 17th. And
what time?
I'm not too sure. I'm guessing around.
Did you take giggle juice along with him today? There's nothing here that I said that was funny.
I'm sorry. It was maybe around like
it
3.
Was long, like honestly, like I.
3.
I'm not speaking to you.
I believe it was around 3.
So I assume he called you and said what when he got on the phone?
Hey, what are you doing? I was like, nothing, just at home. You know, watching TV. I got out the shower. And he was like, if you want to hang out tonight? And I was like, yeah, sure. You know, I don't have any plans. So yeah, why not? We can hang out.
Keep going. Tell me about the conversation.
Oh yeah. And you know, we were just talking, you know, asking me, you know, what is there to do? And then we were going to go, maybe go to the movies because there was a new movie that came out.
Keep going.
And yeah, and we were just talking and that was it.
At what point did he say to you, just a minute, oops, I think I hit something?
Oh, I'm sorry. When we were talking, then... Oh, yeah, we were
what
talking...
What do you do for a living?
I'm in retail. I'm a sales associate.
Do you go to school?
Yes.
What school do you go to?
I attend Fresno City College.
Stay there.
Okay.
Great. Now, oops, I think I hit something.
That was a little bit before.
I didn't.
Don't speak. Don't speak. See how fast I can get the smile off your face? Oops, I think I hit something.
Yes.
Oops. And then, go ahead.
Oops, I think I hit something, and I was like, you know, what's going on? Like, what are you talking about, you know? Because I heard, like...
You heard, like, what?
Like, music. And then, yeah, I heard music, and I was like, you know, sound like the music. And then he, you know, I guess he got on, and he was like, I'm going to call you back or whatever. I was like, okay. I was like, call me right back, you know? And then...
Did he call you right back?
No.
He didn't call you right back?
Not right back, no.
Well, did he call you back later?
Later, no, he didn't call me back. Yeah, later, yeah, we did. Yeah, he did call me back later, yes.
You want to familiarize? No, just a second. If you open your mouth again, you lose. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Don't try to figure out where I'm going, madam. If you live from today until you're 120, you won't figure out where I'm going. Okay. Do we understand each other?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, a normal person, if they said, oops, I think I hit something, which is what he said to you?
Yes.
I'll call you back. Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then he
Correct.
Hung up.
Mm-hmm.
The next conversation that I would have had with him was, gee, whatever his first name is, what happened today, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you would have said.
Yeah, of course.
Because you know, that's what a normal, reasonably intelligent person would say, right?
Yes.
Is that what you said to him?
Yes.
And what did he say to you?
And then he said, I don't know, I'm gonna call you back.
Sit down, will you please? Sit down. Can I see the pictures of your car?
I
don't speak. I don't want to hear you. I don't even want to look at you. Did you see him hit your car?
Yeah, and I heard him. Or I heard the car.
You heard the car?
Yeah.
Okay. What happened when you confronted him about hitting the car?
It was over the phone. He agreed to pay
well,
the damages.
How much after the 17th?
It was the 14th of, it was a Tuesday.
Put your
it
hand
wasn't
down.
The 17th.
So it was the 14th?
Yeah.
And you spoke to him a few days later?
No, I spoke to him like 10 minutes after.
You called him on the phone?
I called him.
You had his number?
I had his number.
You had been friends?
Yeah, we were friends. We went to high school together, that's how we met. And then we went to the same church.
And what did you say to him, and what did he say to you when you spoke?
I told him that he had hit my car, my driver's side door, and he agreed. He said he would pay for the damages, and so I left it at that, because he was my friend, so I thought that he would own up to his words and pay for the damages, and he never did.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Can I see an estimate for the car, please? It's a relatively reasonable estimate.
Judge, can I say something? She actually, when she called me, I ignored her call.
I don't care.
Because when I got out, and she confronted me at school.
I don't care.
That's when we found out, we had the conversation.
I don't care.
I never said that.
I don't care.
I would pay for her car.
I'm telling you, you're going to pay for her car. $571.
But I didn't hit her car.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Oh, shut up. You hit her car. You told her you hit her car.
I didn't. I said I got off the car. Yeah. I looked at something. I didn't see. There was no dents. We went the next day.
That's what you're not supposed to be talking on a phone about. Sir. Listen to me very carefully. When you drive your car, you're not supposed to be on a phone.
I wasn't driving my car, I was backing out.
Parties are excused, you may step out.
No, wait. Listen to me. I'm not going into the other part of your lawsuit. Do you understand? I think it's ridiculous, and I'm not going into the other part of your lawsuit. For your sake, as well as my own. Do we understand each other?
Yes.
Good, thank you, that's all.
Parties are excused, you may step out. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I hit her car. I have way better things to do. I swear I didn't hit her car.
I don't know. That's the type of person he is.
That she just has nothing else better to do but to accuse me.
We were friends, but this incident happened, so.
You were acquaintances and we were never friends, we were just acquaintances.
We're no longer friends.
And that's all that we will ever will be, and that's all, like, we're done. We're done. I don't do nothing to do with her.
Well, I'm glad Dobby's gonna pay for the damages.
Whatever, I'm over it. I just don't even know.
And I think that he's an idiot and a careless driver.